From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Hey, it's Jessica. August 7th. 10 things to be aware of before the day starts. Let's get into it. First, from Channel News Asia, Pacific nations failed to agree on statement condemning China missile test. Beijing gave only a handful of nations short notice before test firing an intercontinental ballistic missile last month, with the rocket appearing to land in a patch of ocean somewhere between Solomon Islands, Nauru, and Tuvalu. Next, second, from Channel News Asia. Pacific nations failed to agree on statement condemning China missile test. SUVA, Fiji. Pacific diplomats gathered in Fiji failed on Friday, AUG 7, to agree on a joint statement condemning China's recent test of a nuclear-capable missile in the region, with New Zealand's foreign minister accusing them of appeasing outsiders. Beijing gave only a handful of nations short notice before test firing an intercontinental ballistic missile last month, flexing its military might in a region where it has long sought to expand its reach. The rocket appeared to land in a patch of ocean somewhere between Solomon Islands, Nauru, and Tuvalu, monitors have said. Up next. Third, from Bloomberg Top, DeepSeek restarts funding for ambitious AI expansion, The China Show, 8/7/2026. Bloomberg, The China Show is your definitive source for news and analysis on the world's second biggest economy. From politics and policy to tech and trends, Yvonne Mann and David Ingalls give global investors unique insight, delivering in-depth discussions with the newsmakers who matter. Source, Bloomberg. And then, fourth, from Channel News Asia, Indonesia government to take over state firm's stake in troubled China-funded high-speed railway. Indonesia's finance minister, Purbaya Yudi Sadewa, said that he will appoint an agency under his ministry to take over a 60% stake in PT KCIC, the company that operates the bullet train. Jakarta. Indonesia's government will take over a controlling stake in the company operating a US $7.3 billion China-funded high-speed railway, its finance minister and a senior official with Sovereign Wealth Fund Danantara said. Next. Fifth, from Bloomberg Top. China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea are ganging up on the U.S. Russia helps Iran target U.S. bases in the Persian Gulf. Ukraine strikes an Iranian ship in the Caspian Sea to disrupt strategic trade between Moscow and Tehran. Rumors abound that China is preparing to sell Iran air defenses and that North Korea may dispatch more troops to support Russia's war against Ukraine. Up next. Sixth. From Bloomberg Top. China, U.S. Battle over export controls before a meeting of their leaders. That's the day. Back at the desk tomorrow. What to watch is in your subscribe link. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.